بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There is the first hadith in this chapter that there are very many ways of doing good deeds, and nobody has an excuse to say that I could not do good deeds. As we see from this first hadith that is mentioned, that there are so many doors of good deeds open to us. Al hadith al awwal an Abi Dharr Junub ibn Junada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal. The first hadith, which is in this chapter, which is narrated by Abu Dharr Junub ibn Junada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, قلت يا رسول الله, I asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أيُّ الأعمال أفضل, what are the best of actions that I want to do, amal, and I would like to do the best. As we explained, that whatever we want to do, we must see it's right, and then in the right, try and do the best. A person must be keen. A person wants to do business, he'll find, look for a place where he can do his best business. He wants looking for a market for his goods, he look for the best market. So our time of our amal, which is very limited also, we must try and do the best. So they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best of amal I can do? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Al-Imanu billah wal-jihadu fi sabilih. Iman in Allah Ta'ala and jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Iman in Allah Ta'ala, we just take it that we have got Iman, but it is lot of details of Iman and lot of requirements of Iman that there is. Now, our Iman mustn't be superficial, it must be a reality. Iman mustn't be on the wrong things. Christians also have got Iman, but on the wrong things. Hindus have also got Iman, but on the wrong things. Our Iman must be on the right things, and a person must be concerned about that. Is my Iman right or not? Is my Iman a fake, or is it a genuine Iman? We have to be concerned. And the other, jihad in the path of Allah, striving for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. In all its forms, whichever way the deen of Allah can become alive, a person strives in that way. Qultu, then I ask the second question, Ayyu riqab afdal, which slaves to set them free is the best. That is, it appears that he was setting slaves free, but he wants to know which slave to set free is the best. I will get the most reward. Like that, there are plenty, at that time there were plenty slaves you could set free. But which are the ones that are the best to set free? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Anfusaha inda ahliha wa aktharaha thamanan. Those that are the most valuable by the people, by whom they are, they are the most valuable and they are the most expensive. Look for those. Don't look for some cheap slaves that you can buy that they just want to get rid of them. Like that, we see, for example, in our zakat, many times people ask the question that the pertal goods, goods which do not sell, which are just lying, can we give that in zakat? You can give it, but that hasn't got any value. Give that which is of value to you. When you want to spend in the path of Allah, don't spend, go and look in your garage and all things which are broken and you give that away. Give that which is the best that a person should give. That a person spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You cannot reach the perfection of good deeds, of righteousness, until you spend of that which you love, which is dear to you. Not that which is just lying useless one side that hasn't got any value. So give that type of slaves. Qultu fa'illam af'al, if I can't do that, if I, whatever reason, it's my weakness I can't do it, or I can't afford it, whatever reason I can't do. And we can see how many different doors of goodness Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam opened, and nobody can be deprived. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, قال تُعِينُ صَانِعًا أَوْ تَصْنَعُ لِأَخْرَقْ. That help a person, a worker, a laborer. That is also a good deed. Somebody is doing some goods, loading the car with goods, and you can give a helping hand, give a helping hand there. Or somebody who can't do his own work, he's standing looking helplessly, who will give me a lift, for example. who will help me with this work of mine? He's weak, he's old, he's sickly, and you help such a person. That is also a channel of doing good work. Qultu ya Rasulullah, he said, oh Allah's Rasul, ara'ayta in da'aftu an ba'adhil amal, if I see I can't manage even this, even so much I can't manage, then what should I do? Qal takuffu sharraka anin nas, don't harm any person. If you can't do any good, don't harm any person. That is also a great virtue, and that is also a great good, that you don't harm any person. فَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَةٌ مِنْكَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ, and that you don't harm any person, that is also sadaqah from your side for yourself. So now who can say that there isn't a way for me to do good? If you can't do anything, just don't harm any person. Don't backbite about any person. You can't help him, then at least don't backbite about him. You can't help a person, don't cause problems for him. Don't fight with him, etc. Just save all the people from your harm. That is also a great good deed. Like our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miah Sahib, Rahmatullah, told us when we were students, that there are some people, like in Ramzan, in Roza, they can't just stay away from doing wrong things. They just get involved in wrong things, even in Roza. So Hafiz Sahib should say, for such people, they must just sleep rather. No, if they make no ibadat, whole day they sleep, that is also a great ibadat for them. That at least now they won't do all the wrong things. So there are many ways of doing righteous and good deeds. We should be keen to know which are they and which are the best for us. And there are so many which very easily we can do. Like for example, we all spend our time for now Fajr Namaz. We got up for Fajr. For many of us it wasn't easy to get up. We were still tired, eyes were burning, but we got up. We came, we made Fajr. Now just the same Fajr, the same time, the same effort, just let there be good concentration. Just let us see our postures are right, and that Fajr can become so valuable. And otherwise, just carelessly we make namaz, whole life we just making carelessly. One is a person makes his namaz carelessly, and then his namaz deteriorates all the time, becomes lower and lower in value. And one is a person is cautious and careful of his namaz. That namaz becomes valuable all the time. More and more value it acquires. The same time we will give, the same effort we will make, but just doing it the right way, it will become so valuable. So Allah give us tawfiq, that the short lives that we have got, that we have to prepare for akhirah, and qurban jai, our lives be sacrificed for the Quran, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have shown us so many ways of doing good deeds. And really, in the akhirah, when it will become clear to us, we will be ever so sorry we could have done so much of good with no real effort at all, and we wasted our time. So let us not let that happen. Let us do as much good as we can. May Allah make it easy and accept from us. Wa akhiru al-awwal.